This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to yet another grim level.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kiev. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else. And it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued U.S. and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.